The French medical charity Doctors Without Borders, or MSF, says 20 people were killed and 50 others injured when clashes broke out among the internally displaced persons sheltering at the UN-run protection of civilian site in Malaka last week. Some IDPs who were forced out by the violent clashes to take refuge in Malaka say some families who fled from the camp have returned. John Amum, who resides in one of the camps for IDPs in Malakal, say the humanitarian situation is dire following last week's incident.
We are in serious now. Situation is normal, no problem. Most of children and women are in compound. So they think about situation, what happened in that time.
Both Wing Diu, who fled from his camp last week, says the fighting has affected some IDPs who are seeking shelter in Malakal town.
People are staying in the church and this is not enough for them. Some are staying outside of the church in the compound and the rain is raining. This is a situation we have where there is no toilet, there is no water, where there is no shelter.
In a pre-recorded audio extended to this program earlier today, ANMIS spokesperson Linda Tom says ANMIS is working with other aid agencies to provide support to IDPs who fled from their camp.
The mission is facilitating the work of humanitarian workers who are providing emergency assistance, such as clean drinking water and non-food items, to thousands of people displaced into Malakal town. It is also assisting with dignified funerals for those who have lost lives.
Tom says community leaders should address the causes of the conflict between the two communities residing at the POC in Malakal.
UNMIS expresses deep regret for the loss of life and offers condolences to the affected families in the Malakal UN Protection of Civilian Site. It urges community leaders to continue to cooperate with all stakeholders to address both the triggers and the root causes of this violence.
The ANMIS spokesperson says last week's fighting only stopped after government forces intervened. The ANMIS operates under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter, which enables Security Council to take forced action with respect to threats to the peace, breaches of the peace, and acts of aggression. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.